local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Hour number three on a Thursday, 1 hour closer to the weekend. Thanks so much for joining us on what's been a very busy day. If you miss anything, you can check out the podcast page on newsradio923.com. Hour number one, we talked with Santa Rosa County Commissioner Colton Wright. Very busy day for him as well as the board. With the commission meeting, we'll have a recap on some of the things that they talked about. They're in a meeting right now. Also had a budget workshop today. If you missed that, that's in hour number one. 6:13 here as we get rolling. Still some activity on our roadways. We've got a train that's off the rails near downtown Pensacola. It's not flipped over or anything. It's just stalled in the intersection. So that's a good time. But Austin will get us the very latest on the roadways coming up in just a couple of minutes. We'll start with today's top three stories. Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz is set for a deposition early next month in connection to a civil lawsuit that involves allegations he had sex with a minor. According to ABC News, Gaetz was served a subpoena today as part of a defamation and racketeering lawsuit that was brought by longtime friend and former Florida House member Chris Dorworth. The subpoena was issued by attorneys representing a woman who's now in her 20s who claims Gaetz had sex with her when she was 17. Now, last year, the Justice Department declined to bring charges against him, and he has repeatedly denied the allegations. The highest-ranking Jewish lawmaker in the U.S., that is Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, is calling on Israel to hold elections for a new government to deal with the threat of Hamas.
He has put himself in coalition with far-right extremists like Minister Smotrich and Ben-Gavir. And as a result, he has been too willing to tolerate the civilian toll in Gaza, which is pushing support for Israel worldwide to historic lows.
And Schumer defends Israel's right to eliminate Hamas, but is accusing Netanyahu of being too willing to tolerate the civilian death toll. Along those lines, there is a strong proposal on the table right now for a temporary ceasefire, so says Secretary of State Antony Blinken. He adds that it's up to Hamas to take the deal and end the suffering. Those are today's top three stories. Austin, what's the latest on the road, sir?
Well, you mentioned that railroad situation. That was near Main Street and E Street, correct?
Yes, sir.
Yes, okay. Starting with that, there is minor congestion in that area, but it's very minor. We will keep an eye on it, though. We did have a texter let us know about that earlier, I believe. Also have an accident report on I-110. It appears to be if you're traveling northbound towards Creighton Road, but there does not. There is some backups at that overpass there over Creighton, but where the accident itself is being reported, there doesn't appear to be any backups, but don't worry, we'll keep an eye on that also. Outside of that, Pine Forest Road was giving us a lot of trouble. It has cleared up. Same thing with Blue Angel Parkway. Gulf Breeze Parkway still has some issues if you're traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. And Navarre Parkway has a little bit if you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87. Outside of that, though, the only place where you're going to have any severe issues is if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street, coming over Blackwater River and trying to get into downtown Milton.
Tonight, the weather will be cloudy with overnight lows in the 60s. It will be warm and humid, so a bit of fog may develop as we head toward Friday morning. Friday, lots of clouds in the skies, highs in the upper 70s, and late in the day and Friday night, there's a chance for a shower or a thunderstorm to move through. Into the weekend, low rain chance Saturday, but it's a high 70% chance on Sunday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. Looking at our top local stories today, the Florida Highway Patrol confirming an 83-year-old man died in a crash on Mobile Highway this morning. Happened around 8:30. The man was leaving the Walmart parking lot when he drove into the path of a Volkswagen. He was taken to a hospital where he was pronounced dead. Santa Rosa County's largest flag in Florida effort is still moving forward, although it's still to be determined where it'll go and where exactly the money will come from.
I want the board to know that I'm not against this flag, but I really can't justify spending tourist development tax for the funding of this flag. If the board wants the flag, they need to use another funding source. As comptroller, I have to take a stand that I will not issue a check from TDT for the flag.
That from Clerk of Court Donald Spencer. His primary issue was the flag's location. Up until now, it had been proposed to be in the parking lot of the county administrative complex. He later said that he was open to the Tourist Development Council determining the appropriate location if TDT funds were to be used. There was also discussion about perhaps creating a public-private partnership, with Commissioner Colton Wright volunteering to put the first $1,000 up for it. Also in Santa Rosa County, the union representing teachers says they've reached a contract agreement with the district, but they took less than what they were looking for.
The district had a huge increase in discretionary funding this year, almost a 6% increase in discretionary funding. And we thought that increase in discretionary funding warranted more than a 2.07% salary increase from discretionary funds.
At that from Union President David Godwin. He says combined with money from the state, teachers will receive an average increase of 3.87%. He adds that while they had sought a hearing with the school board where they would choose either the union's or district's proposal, the district sought a hearing with a special magistrate. That, according to Godwin, likely would not have taken place until summer. And had that happened, he says they would have missed the deadline to receive the pay raises from the state. Also, Sheriff Chip Simmons in Escambia County is celebrating the opening of the county's real-time crime center. It's called Star Network, where staff from his office and Pensacola Police are monitoring the ShotSpotter sensors, as well as feeds to over 100 cameras around the county.
We partnered with the Board of County Commissioners to give us the feeds from the Department of Transportation, so roadway feeds. We have feeds from the school district, and we obviously have feeds from the city of Pensacola, about 800 camera feeds from downtown Pensacola and throughout the city of Pensacola.
And speaking with Channel 3 there, Simmons says the partnership extends to Mobile and Okaloosa counties, who have crime centers as well. He says it was funded with $1 million in local option sales tax dollars. We'll take a break there. A lot still to get to, though, in our state and national headlines. We'll get those next.
Hey, Kevin, how's the boat running?
Well, you know, last week I started working on the water pump, and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
It's the biggest party of the year, coming April 6th.
Pensacola Little Theater presents Cabaret. Express yourself. Come paint the town red. Pensacola Little Theater transforms the entire building and the surrounding block into an indoor and outdoor entertainment complex for one unforgettable night. You'll find yourself winding through the bands, DJs, flash mobs, ballerinas, singers, dancers, and so much more, including 6 open bars and culinary art. Don't miss the biggest party of the year, Cabaret.
Get your tickets now at the PLT box office or at PensacolaLittleTheater.com.
Hi, I'm Henry Winkler. My eyes are very important to me. My eyes connect me with everything I love. I loved my late father-in-law dearly. He always lit up a room, but his vision dimmed with age. He had age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. And since partnering with Apellis, I've learned there's an advanced form of dry AMD called geographic atrophy, or GA. His struggle with vision loss made me want to help others know about GA's warning signs. For some, colors appear dull or washed out. For others, hazy or blurred vision make it hard to see details, like fine print on price tags. Many have trouble seeing in the dark, making driving at night difficult. GA gets worse over time and cannot be reversed. If you think you have GA, don't wait. Treatments are available. Ask a retina specialist about FDA-approved treatments for GA and go to gawontwait.com.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. At New South Window, we bring the factory to you. Our windows and doors are made with quality in mind, and your products and insulation are backed by our lifetime warranty. That's because New South Window knows the importance of single-source accountability. We believe in removing the middleman so you get more for your money. This is real factory direct. One company, one call, guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
For a limited time only, when you buy more, you can save more. Visit NewSouthWindow.com to learn more.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin.
It's like headline news for radio. Every day, 4 to 7 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just about 6:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Fresh from Florida. Meal planning is work, so let Fresh from Florida help. Learn what's in season and browse hundreds of recipes at freshfromflorida.com. Eat healthier with Fresh from Florida. There's sunshine in every bite. Let's see, looking at traffic here. It has been a busy evening. It appears that most of our issues, though, as far as traffic backups are concerned, have died out. We do have a little bit if you're traveling eastbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway towards Tiger Point, and maybe a little bit more if you're traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway towards Highway 87. Lastly, though, unless you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street coming over Blackwater River trying to get into downtown Milton, there's not going to be much holding you up for too long.
Tonight, the weather will be cloudy with overnight lows in the 60s. It will be warm and humid, so a bit of fog may develop as we head toward Friday morning. Friday, lots of clouds in the skies, highs in the upper 70s, and late in the day and Friday night, there's a chance for a shower or a thunderstorm to move through. Into the weekend, low rain chance Saturday, but it's a high 70% chance on Sunday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, 6:25 here at News Radio 92.3. Taking a look at what's happening around the state of Florida today, a hearing over former President Trump's handling of classified documents took place in the Sunshine State. He was at the courthouse this morning as his attorneys argued the case should be tossed out.
And Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is deploying troops to South Florida and the Keys to prevent mass migration from Haiti during the gang takeover of the island nation.
It's important to note that you have law-abiding people who are suffering, who have a reason to leave the island. But some of these gang members have every reason, in fact, even more reason, to take a boat and end up here in Florida.
State Representative and Haitian native Bernard Jacques says that DeSantis needed to act because the federal government did not. He adds that the state wants to help the suffering Haitians, but must also prevent violent gang members from accessing our shores.
Also, a cruise line based in South Florida is changing its itineraries because of the violence in Haiti. Royal Caribbean says it will temporarily suspend its visits to its private island in Labadee until further notice. Instead, guests will spend an additional day at sea and extra time at its stop in Jamaica.
And a Broward County commissioner and congressman have an idea to bring down all Floridian homeowners' insurance rates.
By telling insurance companies that they only have to buy reinsurance up to a 1 in 50 year event.
Commissioner Steve Geller says the natural disaster reinsurance bill he drafted and has been filed in the U.S. House of Congressman Jared Moskowitz would tell insurance companies they only need to pay for reinsurance for up to a 1 in 50 year event, not a 1 in 200 year event, which many currently do. That reinsurance makes up about 50% of a customer's premium.
In our national news, the fate of the Michigan father charged in connection with the deadly school shooting that was carried out by his son is now in the hands of the jury. James Crumbly is facing 4 counts of involuntary manslaughter, the same charges that his wife and Ethan Crumbly's mother, Jennifer, was found guilty of last month.
And the death of a non-binary Oklahoma teenager is being ruled a suicide. According to the Oklahoma State Medical Examiner's Office, 16-year-old Nex Benedict's probable cause of death was the combined toxicity of an antihistamine and an antidepressant. The Owosso High School student died one day after being involved in a February 7th fight in a bathroom at the school's West Campus.
3 men are facing federal firearm charges in connection to the Kansas City Super Bowl parade shooting that left one dead. Authorities did not accuse the 3 suspects of opening fire, but instead say they took part in illegal firearms trafficking. They're also accused of buying a gun for someone who's not allowed to own one and doesn't want their name involved.
And officials with the state of Alabama's Office of Information Technology have confirmed that several state government websites were the subject of a denial of service cyber attack on Tuesday. A statement from Governor Kay Ivey's office said there was no data breach and the state's computers were not accessed. However, the denial of service has resulted in slow response times from many state websites.
And for today and today only, we, Joe and Austin, are pro Bernie Sanders. He introduced a bill that would establish a 4-day work week in the U.S. If passed, the bill would lower the threshold required for overtime pay from 40 hours a week to 32 over the course of a 4-year period.
2022, employees in the United States, and I hope people hear this, log 204 more hours a year than employees in Japan, and they're hardworking people in Japan. 279 more hours than people and workers in the United Kingdom, and 470 more hours than workers in Germany. Despite these long hours, the average worker in America makes almost $50 a week less than he or she did 50 years ago after adjusting for inflation.
Preach! The 32-hour work week act would also protect employee wages and benefits to ensure there's no loss in pay. Heck yeah!
You're all for it, huh?
I'm all for it, man. You're telling me I get to work 32 hours over 4 days and make what I do now?
I would say that you deserve a pay raise just by being able to tell when the audio clip ended, because I was not able to do that last hour.
I mean, I'll take that as well. That's good stuff there. No way it passes, but it's, you know.
I love the hesitation. Oh, yeah, that's great.
It's worth dreaming about.
Not happening, though. Yeah.
Well, ask our bosses anyway.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Tom Graham. The father of Michigan high school shooter Ethan Crumbly has been found guilty, a jury returning the verdict moments ago.
Count one, involuntary manslaughter as to Madison Baldwin. Guilty of involuntary manslaughter as to Madison Baldwin.
Convicted on 4 counts for each student killed, prosecutors argue James Crumbly had a legal duty to protect others from his son. His wife Jennifer was previously convicted. A federal judge rejects a request from former President Donald Trump's lawyers. They push to have his criminal case dismissed over his alleged mishandling of classified documents.
Throughout the 4 hours in court today, there was some real skepticism on the part of this judge. She said dismissing this case might be premature. She also said it might be better left to a jury.
Fox's Steve Harrigan outside the courtroom in South Florida. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Frank Miller with Your Money Now. What was the fate of a bill banning TikTok awaits in the Senate? China is calling the bill an act of bullying. A spokesperson for the Chinese Foreign Ministry said that the bill would eventually backfire on the U.S. itself, and he added that the U.S. hasn't found any evidence that TikTok endangers its national security. Now, this comes after the House passed the Protecting Americans from Foreign Adversary Controlled Applications Act by a vote of 352-65. The legislation still needs approval of the Senate and signed by the president to become law. The bill requires Beijing-based ByteDance to sell TikTok and other applications it controls within 6 months after the bill would be enacted. And some good news for homebuyers is mortgage rates are down for the second week in a row. The 30-year fixed rate mortgage averaging 6.74% the week ended March 14th.
Hey, Pensacola, Dave Ramsey here. I want to talk to you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. They've been trusted members of your community for over 25 years. owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors, and humidity issues. They test for duct leaks, and they do the repairs. If you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call them today. Remember what Todd always says, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. That's 850-934-2768 or gulfcoastaircare.com.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church here in Milton. If you're looking for a church family that is truly amazing, let me invite you to come and worship with us this Sunday. Here's what you'll find: a church whose doors are open to all people wishing to worship and serve the Lord. You'll find a church where the exaltation of Jesus and the accurate preaching and teaching of the contextual Word of God is the centerpiece. You'll find a consistently solid, peaceful, and friendly family of multiplied hundreds of people. You'll find dynamic, Spirit-filled worship services, youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, men and women's ministries, praise teams, choirs, ensembles, and drama ministries. Plenty of opportunity for Bible study and guidance for your Christian life. In other words, when you and your family get up on Sunday mornings from now on, you'll say, "Oh, good, it's time to go to church." For directions and worship service times, look us up in the phone book or call the church office at 623-8959 or visit us on the web at www.hickoryhammockbaptist.org. And then we'll see you Sunday.
Finding a reputable business shouldn't require luck or chance. But how can you tell who you can trust? Pro tip: the BBB connects people with businesses they can trust. So think of the BBB as the better. Check with the BBB first, because better businesses are honest and commit to high ethical standards bureau. That's why they're better. Always look for the sign of a better business and find a better business anytime at BBB.org.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute. Many are slamming the Titans for signing Calvin Ridley to a four-year, $92 million contract, but I won't, because they're trying to put their young QB, Will Levis, in a position to succeed. The jury's still out on Levis, but in 2024, we'll be able to see if he has what it takes, because not only do they surround him with an offensive-minded head coach in Brian Callahan, but Levis will have his new additions of Calvin Ridley and Tony Pollard, plus DeAndre Hopkins at his disposal, and that's all you can ask for. I'm Zach Gelb.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
When a cold comes on strong, try DayQuil's Severe Honey Flavor. The daytime, coughing, aching, stuffy head, fever, Honeylicious, power through your day medicine. Powerful cold and flu symptom relief with a Honeylicious taste, so a cold won't slow you down. Get back to your day feeling relieved, enjoying the delicious flavor of DayQuil Severe Honey. DayQuil Severe Honey Flavor soothes your symptoms with a delicious taste. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Are you hungry for news that keeps you informed, is local and dependable? Look no further than News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and on AM 1620. We're your trusted source for all the latest happenings in the Emerald Coast. From breaking news to in-depth reports, we've got you covered. Our team of experienced journalists brings you the stories that matter most to our community. Stay connected with local events, weather updates, and traffic reports, ensuring you're always one step ahead. We're News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just a little bit past 6:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see, looking at traffic here, a lot of the roads that were giving us issues earlier have seemingly died down. Caroline Street doesn't have much issues anymore. Gulf Breeze Parkway, from what I can tell, has none near the Tiger Point area. And it looks like Navarre Parkway has cleared up as well. So if you are having issues wherever you may be, they should not hold you up for too long.
Tonight, the weather will be cloudy with overnight lows in the 60s. It will be warm and humid, so a bit of fog may develop as we head toward Friday morning. Friday, lots of clouds in the skies, highs in the upper 70s. And late in the day and Friday night, there's a chance for a shower or a thunderstorm to move through. Into the weekend, low rain chance Saturday, but it's a high 70% chance on Sunday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much. Alan, 6:38 now at News Radio. We did do national. Yeah, we did. Okay. Taking a look at what's happening in sports. We got ACC tournament action happening right now in the quarterfinal. Two seed. I believe that's two seed. Yeah, Duke is beating NC State. It's close, though, early. Actually, NC State now leading Duke 29-28. That game's 4 minutes to go in the first half. And that is also our sister station, ESPN Pensacola, is carrying that. Now, hang out with us until 7 o'clock, but then you can go watch us or listen to it over there.
Yeah, and beyond that game, we also got Iowa State and Kansas State in the Big 12 tournament. That's got about 8 minutes left in the first half. Iowa State has a 6-point lead right now, 20-14. And also, Big East action as well. There's about, I think, 6 minutes left until halftime. Providence and Creighton, the game that's totally not on my propped-up cell phone right now. Providence actually has a lead. Creighton's number eight in the country. Providence is beating them 25-20 at the moment. So that's looking like an upset in the making there, perhaps. And a bit later tonight, we've got Colorado State and Nevada on CBS Sports Network, Villanova and Marquette on FS1 at 8:30, and Duquesne and Dayton. Dayton's also ranked. That was supposed to tip off at around 6:30 on USA, but it said on ESPN that it was delayed for whatever reason. So I guess we'll check back in on that later. But a couple of headlines swirling around men's basketball right now. Florida State's ACC tournament hopes died just about as suddenly as they arose. The Seminoles fell to the top-seeded North Carolina Tar Heels today, 92-67. The Seminoles finished the season 17-16, unless there is some bracket that they could make that I am unaware of. And speaking of brackets, ESPN reports an estimated $2.72 billion could be wagered on this year's men's and women's college basketball tournaments. That's not including conference tournaments. That figures according to the American Gaming Association. That is nearly twice as much as believed to have been wagered on Super Bowl 58 back in February. Joe, let me ask you, are you going to be chipping into this estimation that they have here?
On gambling?
Yes.
No, I don't gamble.
So you don't put money on the bracket or anything?
Well,
or the games,
I mean,
rather?
I do. I'll do like a $5-$10 bracket pool or something, but I do not actively gamble on sports. I don't do that.
Well, and that's probably pretty smart. You know what isn't smart, though? Breaking rules and legal tampering in the NFL offseason. All right. Yeah, 10 out of 10 segue there. The Eagles are under the magnifying glass following their acquisition of running back Saquon Barkley, and it's all because of his college coach. Penn State's James Franklin spoke about the move, casually mentioning a conversation that supposedly took place between Barkley and Eagles general manager Howie Roseman, one that was implied to have taken place during the legal tampering period, which is not allowed. The franchise has, of course, denied the violation. And Joe, you brought this to the table earlier. It seems like Kirk Cousins and the Falcons are in a similar situation.
Yeah.
Cousins spoke about a conversation.
He did,
right?
Yeah. In passing, I think it was in his introductory press conference, he mentioned that he had been discussing, I want to say it was like a trainer or something. It was so just like random and just not at
nonchalant,
all. Yeah, nonchalant. And but you know, he's a team employee, so you can't be doing that. So pretty interesting there. I'm not sure that there were, well, Eric Armstead, he was from the 49ers.
Yeah.
He signed a deal. Where is he going?
I did see his name trending, but I am not sure. I'll look it up.
All right.
Assuming that you aren't already.
Yeah, I was working on it.
Don't worry. I'm the fastest typer who doesn't know how to type. He is going to the Jaguars.
That's right.
AFC South making some big name moves, whether it be Texans Joe Mixon, Titans Mason Rudolph. We got nonstop big hitters here. Also, speaking of QBs, Jets QB and potential vice presidential candidate Aaron Rodgers is shutting down CNN's recent report claiming he endorsed conspiracy theories that he denied the Sandy Hook shooting. If you were listening yesterday, you may remember Joe mentioning that. Rodgers took to X to say, quote, "As I'm on the record saying in the past, what happened in Sandy Hook was an absolute tragedy. I am not and never and have never been of the opinion that the events did not take place." Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's not a good look for Robert's campaign if Aaron did say something like that, but it seems like he's shutting it down right away, which is smart, whether he said it or not.
Yeah. Also not saying anything, giving any sort of inclination as to whether he is or is not running for VP. He just addressed the Sandy Hook situation there.
Yes.
Looking at health, business, and science notes today, former Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says that he's building an investor group to acquire TikTok, as, of course, yesterday the House voted to approve a bill that would force ByteDance to sell the app or its banned in the U.S. Of course, remains to be seen what the Senate does with it, but Mnuchin says, hey, I'm already getting investors together.
Well, that's good. I like TikTok, and not just because of the stupid dancing videos that it's always aligned with. I just think there's a lot of funny
content. I saw
content.
A couple today. I'll have to show you a couple that I laughed harder than I probably should have.
That's awesome. First-time unemployment claims were down slightly in the week ending March 8th. Numbers out from the Labor Department today show that they dropped by 1,000 to 209,000 compared to the week before. That's 9,000 below what analysts were expecting.
Hmm. SpaceX says its Starship rocket did not survive re-entry during today's test flight. The most powerful rocket ever built successfully launched into space this morning. It was supposed to splash down in the Indian Ocean, but SpaceX lost communication with Starship as it made its way back down to Earth. The previous two test flights ended in explosion shortly after takeoff. Starship is designed to eventually carry NASA astronauts to the moon.
And automakers are scaling back or delaying their electric vehicle plans as EV euphoria seems to be cooling. A return to a mixed offering of vehicles, gas-powered, hybrids, and fully electric, are what major auto manufacturers like Ford, GM, and Stellantis are all pivoting towards. While none of those automakers have officially announced changes to their long-term EV goals, there's been a notable shift in messaging. High interest rates, surging raw materials costs, and EVs becoming more expensive than gas-powered cars have slowed their adoption rate. Mm.
All right, 6:45, anything happening on the roadways?
Luckily, no, it does not appear so. So if you are dealing with issues, they should not hold you up for too long. It looks like the roads are looking pretty smooth here.
Tonight, the weather will be cloudy with overnight lows in the 60s. It will be warm and humid, so a bit of fog may develop as we head toward Friday morning. Friday, lots of clouds in the skies, highs in the upper 70s. And late in the day and Friday night, there's a chance for a shower or a thunderstorm to move through. Into the weekend, low rain chance Saturday, but it's a high 70% chance on Sunday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. Taking a look at some pop culture notes making the rounds. Big one for me, Austin.
Okay.
Might sound crazy, but it ain't no lie. Bye, bye, bye.
So that was, of course, the unmistakable sounds of NSYNC, who reunited for the first time in over 10 years last night. They performed three songs at a Justin Timberlake concert in Los Angeles, including their new one, Paradise. Timing could not be more perfect, as tomorrow is Timberlake's new album, Everything I Thought I Was, which includes the song Paradise, which is a single that is being sung by NSYNC. It was the first time yesterday that they had performed as a quintet since 2013's MTV Video Music Award. So you can imagine all of the current teeny boppers as well as the teeny boppers that are my age, including me, that were just screaming and recording on their phones and everything else.
Yeah, let me ask you this. Yeah. Obviously, you're an NSYNC guy, but it's a pretty common debate. Do you prefer NSYNC or Backstreet Boys?
NSYNC.
Oh, you knew what I was going to say.
Oh, of course I did. Yeah, of course I did.
Yeah, that question I could tell didn't really need to be asked.
Now, that being said, there are Backstreet Boys songs that I like, but no, NSYNC was, at least in my estimation, NSYNC was always the much more popular group.
Really?
Yeah. At least in my estimation, and again, not being a musically I guess, focused.
Inclined individual.
I wouldn't say inclined because I am musically inclined.
Mm.
But in terms of just keeping up with pop culture, like in music or whatever, I mean, it was never anything more than just casual. But no, it always felt like NSYNC was definitely the more popular and well-beloved group of the two.
Wow. Because that's the thing. I wasn't around during that time, but I always thought it was Backstreet Boys. But who knows? You would know more about it than I do, clearly. Mark Wahlberg's Arthur the King is expected to get off to a decent start at the box office this weekend. The canine drama is expected to reel in between $8 and $10 million in its debut in theaters. It won't be enough to dethrone Kung Fu Panda 4, though. That's expected to make between $28 and $30 million in its second weekend. Mm.
And there's also the word out about the initial lineup for Nashville's CMA Fest. It's the longest-running country music festival, and it announced that Kelsey Ballerini, Brothers Osborne, Jelly Roll, and many other stars will be there. The festival is held June 6th through the 9th, and tickets for the event are on sale currently. So get them while you can.
And the first trailer for the remake of The Crow is being released. The film stars Bill Skarsgård. I believe that's the guy who played in the new It film. I say new, I mean the remade one.
The clown guy?
Yeah, the clown. Right. It stars him as Eric Draven, a man killed alongside his girlfriend. As he stays in a limbo between life and death, Draven makes it his goal to avenge their murders.
Something you're up your alley there?
It sounds a bit, well, it doesn't sound, it is, like kind of like sci-fi-ish, you know? I'm not a huge fan of those films, personally, but, you know, that's one person's opinion, so don't let me stop you from trying it out. What about you? You think it's a good one?
No, I don't care.
Okay, Joe's just shutting it down. If it, 100%. If Justin Timberlake, Joey Fatone, and the other three guys aren't in there, then it doesn't matter.
No, I just don't like any sort of scary movies or anything like that. The Crow just sounds like it's going to be a terror flick.
Well, let me ask you this, going back to NSYNC. I can't believe I'm saying that.
All right.
Before we go to break here, did you ever watch Fairly Odd Parents?
The what?
Fairly Odd Parents, the cartoon.
No.
You were probably a little too old for it. It came out around the same time SpongeBob did, though.
Okay.
There was a character named Chip Skylark, and for those who do remember the show, it was one of the members of NSYNC that voiced him and sang songs as Chip Skylark, and I don't remember his name, but yeah, that guy. Anyway, I don't know.
Let's take a look, shall we? Chip is a parody of NSYNC. Okay, Chris Kirkpatrick.
There it is, Chris Kirkpatrick. Yeah,
the one guy that is kind of like the, you know, if you said, okay, who is the NSYNC member that you least know?
Really,
it would be Chris. Yeah.
I've never heard the names of the other two.
Joey Fatone.
I said Joey, Chris, and Justin. Obviously,
Lance Bass.
That name sounds familiar, but I wouldn't have guessed that.
Yeah, and that was the other. That was the five total, five, right?
No, there's one missing because it was Justin, Chris, Joey, Lance.
JC, Shazez or Shazay.
Yeah, okay. Whatever. Whatever, aficionado. 6:50, we'll take our last break here of the hour and of the evening when we return. Wacky and weird headlines followed by some good news. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. Your road to adventure starts with the 2024 Subaru Outback and the 2024 Subaru Forester. Both come standard with symmetrical all-wheel drive for confidence along the way. The Subaru Outback, according to Kelley Blue Book, is one of the best family cars of 2023. And according to Autotrader and my good friend Max here, the Subaru Forester is one of the 2023 best cars for dog lovers. For information on all the awards and accolades from Kelley Blue Book and Autotrader on the Subaru brand, the Subaru Outback, and the Subaru Forester, visit KelleyBlueBookKBB.com and Autotrader.com. Whether you're a Forester family or an Outback family, your road to adventure starts in a Subaru. Get yours during the Subaru Lot to Love event. Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Kelley Blue Book is a registered trade. Trademark of Kelley Blue Book Company, Incorporated. Auto Trader is a registered trademark and used with permission.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Hey, Andrew McKay. Here this morning, we had a good conversation with Wes Moreno, the county administrator, about a flooding issue on a local road and how to use and not abuse the 911 service. Talked with Mike Wood, the PIO for the Pensacola Police Department, about this weird ambush video of some folks who came and tried to make City Hall look bad. Also talked about the TikTok ban passed by the House yesterday. Will it succeed? And since it's Pi Day, we asked the question, in math, what was the thing that you hated the most as a kid learning? You can listen to these conversations at newsradio923.com.
Local experts share their expertise on the Pensacola Expert Panel. It's Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Tell me who was who there.
I have I have a decent idea. The one who actually sounded like a woman and not the one who sounded like a 30-something-year-old man going like this. it's interesting. Before
I told you I was musically inclined.
No, you said you weren't musically inclined.
No, I said I am.
Yeah, you said you were because I said you weren't, which I'm yet to be proven wrong on, I think. But I will say, I looked, I was choosing songs.
Heard me sing before. We sang a duet at our Christmas party.
Oh my gosh, yes, and that was terrible. But you did end up singing solo. That was very good. Yes, I'll give you credit there. That was good. Well, it was O Holy Night, right?
That's right.
Yeah, no, he did do a good rendition of that. I will say, though, when I chose this song to come back in from the break, I saw that it was called There She Goes, and I'm like, is that the song I think it is? And it was. So I guess, yeah, we're both musically inclined. How about that? That's pretty awesome there. Let's see. Just short of 6:55, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather here. Last one for this hour and for this evening. Let's see. We do have some backups at the intersection of Caroline Street and Santa Rosa Street. That's in downtown Milton right before Blackwater River. Don't really know what's causing that. Outside of that, though, unless you're dealing with some traffic issues downtown, there doesn't appear to be much that's going to hold you up for too long.
All right, final check this evening of the forecast.
Tonight, the weather will be cloudy with overnight lows in the 60s. It will be warm and humid, so a bit of fog may develop as we head toward Friday morning. Friday, lots of clouds in the skies, highs in the upper 70s, and late in the day and Friday night, there's a chance for a shower or a thunderstorm to move through. Into the weekend, low rain chance Saturday, but it's a high 70% chance on Sunday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much. A quick recap of today's top three stories as we finish up here on a Thursday. A lot happening. Congressman Matt Gaetz is set for a deposition early next month in connection to a civil lawsuit that involves allegations he had sex with a minor. The subpoena was issued by attorneys representing a woman who's now in her 20s that claims Gaetz had sex with her when she was 17. Last year, the Justice Department declined to bring charges against him. He has also repeatedly denied the allegations. A strong proposal is on the table for a temporary ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war. That's what Secretary of State Antony Blinken says, adding that it's up to Hamas to take the deal. And Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is calling on Israel to hold elections for a new government to deal with the threat of Hamas. While he defends Israel's right to eliminate Hamas, he accuses Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu of being too willing to tolerate the civilian death toll in Gaza. Those are our top three stories today. Top local stories. There was a tragic fatal accident this morning on Mobile Highway. An 83-year-old man killed as he was leaving the Walmart parking lot, crossed into the path of an oncoming car. In Santa Rosa County, a couple of updates there. The largest flag in Florida effort is moving forward, although it's still to be determined where it'll go and where exactly the money will come from. Clerk of Court Don Spencer told the board that if they move forward with putting the flag up at the county administrative complex using tourist development tax funds, he would not sign the check for that. So Commissioner Calkins, who has been the primary one pushing this initiative, is going to talk to the Tourist Development Council to find out where they would recommend it, putting it as far as to get the tourism element and then bring that back to the board. Also today, Santa Rosa County Teachers Union has reached a contract agreement with the district. Combined with the money from the state, teachers will receive an average increase of 3.87% which is from that 2.07% is coming from the school district, and that was what the district had been proposing. All right, taking a final check here of our wacky stories making the rounds. A new calf in Louisiana will have you seeing double. Doe Face, that's D-E-A-U-X, Face, was born late last month in a town outside of Baton Rouge. She's white with brown stripes and has two conjoined faces with four eyes. The farm has a Facebook page. I don't want to go visit it because I don't really have an interest in checking it out.
I will.
All right, you let me know how it is. According to the Facebook page, she is making steady progress, which is rare for a cow with that condition. The oldest one on record lived for less than 40 days. However, the odds of her existing at all is 1 in 400 million. So, more power to Doeface.
Yeah, I'm looking at...
Doeface. Doe.
I'm looking at photos here.
Or Doe.
It looks about how you'd expect. It's not like two complete heads, though. You hear two heads and four eyes, or two faces and four eyes, and you're like, oh, it's like two complete heads. No, it's not. They are conjoined, basically, like where like their ears would be.
Oh, okay. That's not as terrible. Okay.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird, but.
Well, I mean, there's no way to make it not weird.
Right.
But yeah, good for it, I guess. A student pilot from Northern Virginia is facing charges after allegedly trying to break into the cockpit of a commercial jet. 19-year-old Nathan Jones was arrested on March 3rd and charged with interfering with a flight crew. Jones made separate attempts to enter the cockpit, three separate attempts, on the Alaska Airlines flight from San Diego to Dulles International Airport. He claims he was just testing them, but his lawyer plans to ask for a mental evaluation, which I feel is very fair.
Yes, there should probably also be a conversation with him and the pilot school.
Absolutely.
And say, you know what, probably best to look elsewhere for your future career options. Good news, a Goodwill store in central PA recently listed a single Lego piece for $15 online, but a Good Samaritan stepped in and said, hey, you may want to pull that because it's worth a lot more. It's a rare gold mask that's made of actual 14-karat gold. Lego only had made 30 of them, so they switched it up, sold it at auction, and it brought in just over $18,000. It's the most a single Lego piece has ever sold for, so... very cool there. All right, that'll wrap up a Thursday edition. Back to finish off your week strong. Pensacola right now. We'll see you then.